"I was there," said Titus Kassar, his wavering voice barely reaching the back of the chamber. "I was there the day that Horus turned his face from the Emperor." His words brought a collective sigh from the Lectitia Divinitatis congregation, and as one they lowered their heads at such a terrible thought. From the back of the chamber, an abandoned munitions hold deep in the underdecks of the Warmaster's flagship, the Vengeful Spirit, Kirill Sinderman watched and winced at Kassar's awkward delivery. The man was no iterator, that was for sure, but his words carried the sure and certain faith of someone who truly believed in the things he was saying. Sinderman envied him that certainty. It had been many months since he had felt anything approaching certainty. As the primary iterator of the 63rd Expedition, it was Kirill Sinderman's job to promulgate the imperial truth of the Great Crusade, illuminating those worlds brought into compliance of the rule of the Emperor and the glory of the Imperium. Bringing the light of reason and secular truth to the furthest-flung reaches of the ever-expanding human empire had been a noble undertaking. But somewhere along the way, things had gone wrong. Sinderman wasn't sure when it had happened. On Zenobia? On Davin? On Aureus? Or on any of a dozen other worlds brought into compliance? Once he had been known as the arch-prophet of secular truth, but times had changed, and he found himself remembering his Salonum, the Summaturum philosopher who had wondered why the light of new science seemed not to illuminate as far as the old sorceries had. Titus Kassar continued his droning sermon, and Sinderman returned his attention to the man. Tall and angular, Kassar wore the uniform of a Moderati Primus, one of the senior commanders of the Dies Irae, an Imperator-class battle titan. Sinderman suspected it was this rank, combined with his earlier friendship with Euphrates Keeler, that had granted his status within the Lectitia Divinitatis, status that he was clearly out of his depth in handling. Euphrates Keeler, imagist, evangelist, saint. He remembered meeting Euphrates, a feisty, supremely self-confident woman, on the embarkation deck before they had left for the surface of 6319, unaware of the horror they would witness in the depths of the Whisperhead Mountains. Together with Captain Loken, they had seen the warp-spawned monstrosity Xaver Jubal had been wrought into. Sinderman had struggled to rationalize what he had seen by burying himself in his books and learning to better understand what had occurred. Euphrates had no such sanctuary, and had turned to the growing Lectitio Divinitatis cult for solace. Venerating the Emperor as a divine being, the cult had grown from humble beginnings to a movement that was spreading throughout the expedition fleets of the galaxy, much to the fury of the Warmaster. Where before the cult had lacked a focus, in Euphrates Keeler it had found its first martyr and saint. Sinderman remembered the day when he had witnessed Euphrates Keeler stand before a nightmare horror from beyond the gates of the Imperium, and hurl it back from whence it had come. He had seen her bathed in killing fire and walk away unscathed, a blinding light streaming from the outstretched hand in which she had held a silver imperial eagle. Others had seen it too. Ingmei Singh, mistress of the fleet's astropaths, and a dozen of the ship's armsmen. Word had spread fast, and Euphrates had become overnight a saint in the eyes of the faithful, and an icon to cling to on the frontier of space. He was unsure why he had even come to this meeting, not a meeting, he corrected himself, but a service, a religious sermon, for there was a very real danger of recognition. Membership of the Lectitio Divinitatis was forbidden, and if he were discovered, it would be the end of his career as an iterator.
"Now we shall contemplate the word of the Emperor," continued Kassar, reading from a small leather chapbook.
Sinderman was reminded of the Bondsman No. 7 books, in which the late Ignace Carcassi had written his scandalous poetry. Poetry that had, if Mercedy Ollerton's suspicions were correct, caused his murder. Sinderman thought that the writings of the Lectitio Divinitatis were scarcely less dangerous.
"We have some new faithful among us," said Kassar, and Sinderman felt every eye in the chamber turn upon him.
Used to facing an entire continent's worth of audience, Sinderman was suddenly acutely embarrassed by their scrutiny.
"When people are first drawn to adoration of the Emperor, it is only natural that they should have questions," said Kassar. They know the Emperor must be a god, for he has godlike powers over all human species. But aside from this, they are in the dark.
This, at least, Cinderman agreed with.
Most importantly, they ask, if the Emperor truly is a god, then what does he do with his divine power? We do not see his hand reaching down from the sky, and precious few of us are blessed with visions granted by him. So, does he not care for the majority of his subjects? They do not see the falsehood of such a belief. His hand lies upon all of us, and every one of us owes him our devotion. In the depths of the warp, the Emperor's mighty soul does battle with the dark things that would break through and consume us all. On Terra, he creates wonders that will bring peace, enlightenment, and the fruition of all our dreams to the galaxy. The Emperor guides us, teaches us, and exhorts us to become more than we are, but most of all, the Emperor protects.
The Emperor protects, said the congregation in unison.
The faith of the Lectitio Divinitatis, the divine word of the Emperor, is not an easy path to follow. Where the imperial truth is comforting in its rigorous rejection of the unseen and the unknown, the divine word requires the strength to believe in that which we cannot see. The longer we look upon this dark galaxy and live through the fires of its conquest, the more we realize that the Emperor's divinity is the only truth that can exist. We do not seek out the divine word. Instead, we hear it and are compelled to follow it. Faith is not a flag of allegiance or a theory for debate. It is something deep within us, complete and inevitable. The Lectitio Divinitatis is the expression of that faith, and only by acknowledging the divine word can we understand the path the Emperor has laid before mankind.
Fine words, thought Cinderman. Fine words, poorly delivered, but heartfelt. He could see that they had touched something deep inside those who heard it. An orator of skill could sway entire worlds with such words and force of belief. Before Kassar could continue, Cinderman heard sudden shouts coming from the maze of corridors that led into the chamber. He turned as a panicked woman hurled the door behind him open with a dull clang of metal. In her wake, Cinderman could hear the hard bangs of bolter rounds. The congregation started in confusion, looking to Kassar for an explanation, but the man was as nonplussed as they were.
"They found you!" yelled Cinderman, realizing what was happening.
"Everyone, get out!" shouted Kassar. "Scatter!"